Shabbos, the Tavach, the Lachteres. In both cases, he's potter from Keren, and he's potter from Dalad Behe. Even though Rabbah holds, at least the Ramea Rabbah holds, that by Knas no Kimberly Bedrabne, so Chared, Mele is no Chid Keren, but there ought to be a Chid Dalad Behe. So Rabbah says, no, Ein Keren, Ein Trichel, Ein Mechira, which Rashi explains to mean, since no chiyuv keren, there can't be a chiyuv dalad vehe because dalad vehe al merachmon of legimul v'dalad. Then the Gemara makes a tricha. So why do we need both of these mitzvahs of Rabbah, both Shabbos and Machteres? And where I said, well, if you would only said Shabbos, it is Shabbos and Mochomer, the Israel Shabbos and Mochomer because it's Yisrael Olam, and Machteres and Mochomer because Hasra Osoi, Machtatu Zui Hasra Osoi. And Rashi explains the tricha. So the Gemara is saying that if a Rabbah would have only told me Shabbos. So he said, only Shabbos. Shabbos is Chomer Yisrael. So Shabbos patters from Amun. And the word Faket, if only said Machteres, I would say Machteres is Mochomer. Only Machteres patters from Amun. So I need Rabbi to tell me, that's the truth. So I need Rabbi to tell me that both Shabbos and Machteres patters from Amun. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. She already said Rashi is a Pella also. Taisa says in Rashi. But it's a Rashi Pella Rashi. I need Rabbi to tell me. I need Rabbi to tell me that Shabbos and Machter is Pater for a moment. It's Mishnah is for Rosh Hashanah. It's a Mishnah of Bakama surface. A Godish B'Shabbos is Pater. The Mishnah Sanhedrin that Rabbi Machter is if he Shibra Sechavis is Pater. It's even a Posuk, Lo Yosin, the Posuk of Lo Yosin, which is the Mokka for Kimli Rabbin. He is talking about a Chiyav that's on the Nisasra. What's Shat in this? Tois Taka learns a different Shat in the Gemara. How can we make sense of this? This tzrichas of rabbis. So let's go back to something we talked about earlier in the year. The Gemara says in Bamitzin that Tzadkalef, Gemara brings a price to the Choysim Pipora, is Leika for Leisachim Shavidishoy, but he also has to pay that which the Pora, that which the Pora would have eaten. The Gemara asks, but I don't know Leika Mishalim. So Gemara has a few tirutz. Abai says going like a mayor that he could be loyka mishalim. Rav Papa says mishas mishich is chayiv. The chiyuv to feed the parah was already mishas mishicho. And Abai says esten also tara v'afilu balimai, which Rashi explains to mean that Rava says that the din of kimli d'rabinay is only din based in elan ukoyach loin shishtayim. But be'etzim he has the chiyuv. Lotzis l'rishemayim he has the chiyuv. Not only does he have a chiyuv lotzis l'rishemayim, but even in dinei oldim, he tofes le'mavkinim in a tfisa helps. So when the Brisa said that chosin piporah is loikim shalom, it doesn't mean that basin would be goyim l'tashlumim. That's taka, you can't be loikim shalom. It means that be'etzim he has a chiyuv to pay. The guy could be tofes, lotzis l'rishemayim, he has to pay. And that's the yisoid of Rabbah of esn asu terev afilu balima. So it says in that Rashi, chidush Rashi's shita, that's how everybody quotes shita's Rashi. The Kimon the Rabbanei is not a Ptur. Kimon the Rabbanei is just a din and based in that we can't be anyone of Koyach Lo'in Shishtai. So at the time, we grappled with, what about Chayv Misa Shoygin? Hanan Vecheska tells me that Chayv Misa Shoygin was also part of a moment. They were not trying to be Manishim Shtai. We're not going to be Manishim Misa at all. It's B'Shoygin. We only want to be Manishim Moment. And yet Hanan Vecheska says that there's also din of Kimon the Rabbanei. So how does that stem with this Yisoid of Rava that Esen Osa Torah Filo Balima? That really, it's only Din and Beis Din. That anyone who Koyach Lein Shishtai. So at the time, I wanted to say a Mahalach that there's Taka two Dinim. That there's one Din of Chayim Isis Mezidim. That anyone who Koyach Lein Shishtai, that's a Din and Beis Din. And then in Chayim Mishis Shoygim, it's Mishadish another Halacha, and that's Taka Halacha of Ptur. That in Chayim Mishis Shoygim, it's Mishadish, that there's also a Din of Ptur. So why by Esten Osa Torah don't you have the Ptur? I mean, Rava says that Esten Osa Torah that he's Roma Chiyuvah, he doesn't have a Ptur. So said, well, we keep Mechalat and Chiyuvah Imam and the Torah is Mechayivim and Chiyuvah Torah that he's and Chiyuvah that he's Mechayiv himself. The Din Ptur is only Shayach and Chiyuvah that the Torah was Mechayivim, not in Chiyuvah that he was Mechayiv himself. And I was Mefalpel along those lines. If that Mahalach is true, then I have nothing to say today. I had nothing to do for the Rashi today. Okay, so could be that so fine the Rashi will live share. But I want to suggest Mahalach and Rashi. So therefore I want to suggest maybe we'll say not like that. Not like that Mahalach. We'll say La'olam the way everybody understood up till up till this semester. But all that Chayim understood. That Rashi's Kipshuta, yes, and that's a Torah of Hilubalim. Taka Rashi Shita is that Rabbis say that Kimli Dravine is not up to it all. It's just that in a Beis Din, the Beis Din can't be managing. But it's not up to it, it's Roma Chiyuvile, like Rashi says in Lam and Gimel. It's Roma Chiyuvile, he has the Chiyuv. Beis Din can't be good, but he has the Chiyuv. Has Chiyuv Lots of Shemayim, and Tfisa helps. Take that Rashi Kipshuta. And it doesn't matter whether it's Shogig or whether it's Mezid. And it doesn't matter whether it's what kind of chiyuv moment, chiyuv ha'tayra, chiyuv that is a mechayev himself. Kimli b'drabnei is not a p'tur. It's just within a base that we can't be gaiva. I worry about chayev mishishagin. That's still a kasha. How do you understand chayev mishishagin? So I have to say chayev mishishagin is in toner vechetzke is mischadish. If we only had the din of chayev mishishmezidim, so that I would learn literally. Ein lano kleyach l'shishdayim. We can't be mechayev based in. Can't be mechayev mishin moment. And Tana de Vechezki is in this Chadish that even if Beis Din is not actually trying to be Mechayev Momen, but if it's a kind of Maisa that had the potential for Beis Din to be Mechayev Momen, so for such a Maisa, Beis Din can't be Mechayev Momen. Excuse me, for a Maisa that had the potential to be Mechayev Miso, for such a Maisa, Beis Din can't be Mechayev Momen. A Maisa that has the potential to be Mechayev Miso, that goes to the Dini Nefoshes Beis Din. And it doesn't go to the Dini Momen, to the Dini Momen Beis Din. Based in can't be for a maisa that even if it's b'shoigig, but it's a maisa that be'etzem could have been mechayev misa. For such a maisa, based in can't be mechayev. Based in can't be mechayev moment. But it's still a din of based. It's still a din of based. The Rav Mechiyuv Elei and Lashon Shemayim is chayev and the Tofes Le'Mavkinon. The Yesod of Rashi that it's a din of based. The Lashon of Rashi that Ein Lano Koyach Lo Inshe Shtayim. Because that's the way it is by Malkus and Bashal, where there's no din of shagim. Or even by Misa, if not for Tana Vecheske, then I would say it has to do with Lo'in Sheshtayim. The Lashon of Rashi, Lo'in Sheshtayim, that's a Lashon that really is more by Mezidim, where we really want to be Mechayev Misa. But in a case of Chayev Misa Shogim, where we're not but Tana Vecheske is Mechadish, that by Chayev Misa Shogim also, where we're not literally trying to be Mechayev Mishtayim, but it's just a mice that in theory could have had a Chayev Misa, but there also Ein Lano Koyach Lo'in Sheshtayim. And that'll be, but Maimer, parenthetically, that'll be the pshat in the Rashi in Sanhedrin by Bob Machteris. The Rashi is Bob Machteris. He ran away. He's not in the Machteris anymore. We're not trying to kill him. So why is he potter? And Rashi answers, "Al chayvim mishishayim." That Rashi will now mean, at the time we said it in the old scheme, but that Rashi will mean the Rashi lechatchila thought, "Ein lano koyach lo'in sheshtayim. It's not shtayim. We're not trying to be banishim isa. So what's the problem?" So Rashi says, "No, but in chayvim mishishayim is a mischadish." Then even if we're not right now trying to be Mechayev Misa, but it's a Maisa that in theory could have been Mechayev Misa, and B'shas Maisa, when he was in the Machteres and he broke the Chavos, it should have been Mechayev Misa. So such a Maisa, Ein Lano Koyach Lo'in Shei Moment, it doesn't go to a moment as Dikah Beis Din. Beis Din can't be managed moment for such a Maisa. But the point is, it remains only, it's a Dinah Beis Din. At Kana Kof Aleph, that's the first segment. And basically all I'm saying now in this Chalik is, I'm just rolling back the Shir from the beginning of the semester. We're going to take the Rashi the way everybody always understood the Rashi, that Kimli Dravnei, Rav is saying Kimli Dravnei is a din of Beis Din. Even Chayim Mishishogim is only a din of Beis Din. But Be'etzim, it's Romi Chuyuvele, and he has to Yitof Islam of Kinan and so on. Now let's go on to new territory. This din of Rav, that Esen Asatara of Afilu Ba'al Yimai, that Kimli Dravnei is only a din of Beis Din, but Be'etzim is not a Ptur. Does everybody agree with Rava? Is it Rava Muslim? Or are there, it's a rhetorical question, I'm not really doing questions. But does everybody agree with Rava? Or are there Chalkim and Rava? So, in the Sugya over there by Chais and Pipar, we do find other Amirayim who had other suggestions how to learn Pshat and Lebraisa. Abai said it's Rav Meir, and Rav Papa said that it's Mishasheli who was in Schaif to feed the para. So, Yesh Mokum Loimer, but maybe those other Amirayim are Chaylik and Rav. They hold that Kimli Ravni is a Ptur. Maybe the Chaylik and Rav is Yisayd. In that sugi, it's not Mukhuch. Could be that they agree to Rav as Yisayd, that Kimli Ravni is only a din and based. But they thought that Poshet Pshat in the Braisa, that a Chais and Pipara is Chayev Malkus, and he's chayev to pay for the what he should pay for the paras supper. They learned that brisa pashtus means in Beis Din also. So therefore, they didn't want to learn like Rava that we're talking about what he's chayev lotzis adeshamayim. So talking about what he's chayiv and based, and that's why they weren't nichud to say Rava's is teretz, and they looked for other teretzim. So it's not mamash muchuch in that gemara that there are chelkim and Rava. But there's another gemara where I think it's more muchuch that there are really amaroim or chaylikan, or at least there's a stronger case to be made that there are amaroim or chaylikan Rava, because Rava is a member of Esn Asutera. Rafila Balima, you have in another gemara as well. You have it in gemara Baba Kamet of Ayin. The gemara is talking about the following case. The gemara says, the gemara is talking about a case where somebody stole a behema, and he sold it. He didn't shecht it, but he sold it. He sold it on Shabbos in a way that the mechira was a chil Shabbos. So the Mishnah says sold it in a way that the mechira was a chil Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara is looking for, a case that the fellow did a mechira on Shabbos, that it was a chil Shabbos, and then that's the Shabbos. Chayv valid veifas or something. Sort of related to asking you. So the Gemara wants to set up a case where, how do you have a mechira that's a chil Shabbos? Mechira ordinarily is not a chil Shabbos. Why is the mechira a chil Shabbos? So the Gemara has a case where, let's say I'm the ganav, I'm selling you the behema, so I'm going to do it with chalipin. You have a fig tree, so I say I'm going to pull a fig off your tree. And by my pulling the fig off your tree, I'm going to be machna the behemah to you, and that's going to be chil Shabbos, and that'll be a case where the mechira involves a chil Shabbos, and that's the nidin over there. Would I be chayv dalad ayana? So Rav Papa says that's not a good case, because that's not a mechira altogether. Never mind whether it's chayv dalad ayana. That doesn't have a shem mechira, because since when I pulled off the fig, I was chayv misa. So since I was chayv misa when I pulled off the fig, so you can't get you, the buyer of the para, you can't really demand the para for me. Because since I'm Chayav Misa, the Chayav Misa is going to pater me from having to give you the para. It's a Chiddush Shtigla in Kinyonim, you also have Kim Ravnei. I'm not quite sure how to understand it. But as I say, that's what Rapapa says. Rapapa says, forget Dalet Vehei. That doesn't have, it's not a Mechir altogether. Because when I pull off the fig, I became, that's a Chil Shabbos. Since it's a Chil Shabbos, so pulling off the fig can't be Mechayev me to give you the behema. So it doesn't have Shemachir altogether. And Rava disagrees, and he says, no, it has a Shemachir, because Esten Osa Torah, Filo Baal Imai, which according to Rashi means, maybe Beis Din can't force me to give you the par, because Ein Lano Koyach. But Be'etzem Avada, I have to give you the par, and you could be Taifas the par, so that's Avada good Mechir. To be a valid mechir, doesn't have to only be enforceable by Beis Din. If be'etzim, by pulling off the te'eno, I have to give you the parah, and you could be taifas the parah. So that's a good mechir. So that's how. Therefore, Rava says that's a good case. Rava, if you accept Rava's premise that Kimli Rabbanu's does it in Beis Din, but be'etzim you have a taifas le'mafkinim and you chayiv lotsus reishamayim, then Rava's svar over there is the chara very, very valid. And it's hard to see why Rav Papa would argue. Rav Papa says it's not a good mechira, because Kimli Rabbanei, I don't have to give you the parah at all. What do you mean I have to give you the parah? I have to give you the parah. A Beis Din can't collect the parah. That's not called a mechira. From that Gemara, there's a very strong case to be made that you see that Rav Papa's chaylik and Rava's yisoid. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Rava's mechadish esn l'sotar v'avil bal imay, and Rav Papa's chaylik and Rava. Rav Papa appeared in the Gemara when Mitzvah Tzadik Aleph also. He also said a different teretz than Rava. So b'pshuto, it seems not everybody agrees. At least Rav Papa does not agree to Rava's premise that Esen Asa Torah Lafil Bal Imay. And Rav Papa apparently holds that Kimli Rabbanei is a p'tur. So Zochinu, that we have a machlekes amayroim between Rava and Rav Papa, whether Kimli Rabbanei is only din and based in, like Rava says, or whether Kimli Rabbanei is taka p'tur. And Rav Papa holds that Kimli Rabbanei is a p'tur. What about an Arsugya, a rabbi? Rabbi and Arsugya says that Ganav Atalach B'Shabbos, so he doesn't have to pay Dalet V'Hei because in Ein Gneiva in Tficha Dei Mechir. Rashi explains, because Dalet V'Hei Omer Rachmanu V'Lo Gimel V'Dalet. So I said the other day, very mesaber in Rabbi, that Rabba holds that Kimli Rabbanei is a p'tur. Because if Kimli Rabbanei would not be a p'tur, if Be'etzim is Chayav Keren, it's based in can't collect it. But remember again, he was going to Tavach B'Shabbos. Tficha is a knas, and knas is no Kimli Rabbanei. So why is he potter from the Tficha? Because since he's potter from the Keren, So once you potter from the keren, we can't be mechayev dalad v'heh. Rashi says because gdalad v'heh omer rachamano v'legimel v'dalad. If you never, if since he's not chayev keren, and the keren is gimel v'rabmenei, so it doesn't have a shem dalad v'heh because it's not dalad v'heh, it's gimel v'dalad. And dalad v'heh omer rachamano v'legimel v'dalad. You can't have a chayev tovak v'machir. You can't have a chayev dalad v'heh if you don't have an underlying chayev keren. That's Rabba's yisoid nagamar, and that's what ein ganeva ein tficha ein mechira means the way Rashi explains it. It seems to be very mistaber that that's only true if he's altogether potter from Karen. If you hold the kibbutz rabbinate is a ptur, so there is no chi of Karen here at all, so that there's no Karen. If there's no Karen, so the nefala yisoid, nefala binyan. If there's no Karen, then there's no dalad vei, because then it's not dalad vei, it's gimel v'dalad, like Rashi says. But if you hold like a rova, that esna nasa Torah hafilu bal imay, that there is a chi of Karen, based it can't go and get it, because since based in, it went to the, you know, like it went to the, since based in, since this is a meister kum yachayiv misa, so based in can't be going for the keren. But is there a chiyuv keren? Vada is a chiyuv keren. Lotzis beishamayim has to pay the keren. Any tofus loy mafkinam inay. So vada there is a chiyuv keren. If there is a chiyuv keren, then it is dalad v'hei. Then when he's tovach umocher, that's not gimel v'dalad, that's dalad v'hei. And I would think then that he is chayiv dalad v'hei, and the dalad v'hei based in could be going. Because the dalad v'heh, after all, is knas. Based on could be goyve knas, and knas is no kimel yidravene. The only problem was, but it's not dalad v'heh. But etzem, it's not dalad v'heh. It's gimel v'dalad. It doesn't have a shem dalad v'heh. It's not true. If there is a chi of keren, then this has a shem dalad v'heh. And the knas part of it, which is, you know, the other, not the keren, but everything over the keren, that's knas. And knas no kimel yidravene. So that based on could even be goyve. So it seems very mistaba to me that a rabbah must hold that kimel yidravene is a. The Kimle Rabbanei, I think it's Muchach and Rabbanei, that's really part of Rabba's Chiddush, that Kimle with the Rabbanei patis him from the Keren. And therefore, if there's no Keren, if you're potter from the Keren, then there's no Dalar Vehe. So I think that's really part of Rabba's Chiddush, that Kimle with the Rabbanei patis him from the Keren. And that's beferish, not like Rava, but like whom? This is what you could answer. Rapapa.
Wasn't Rav Papa
Talmud
of Rabba, not Rabba?
I don't know whose Talmud Rav Papa was, but in Agamara, Rav Papa's masking to Rabba. Because the Gemara Behemshech says that Rav Papa said the same member. My mission Agamara, Rav Papa goes on and he says that, right, that's the next line of the Gemara. After the Shechasa. And it's a different thing. And then the Gemara says, "Rapapa pora os lashminim." What's Rapapa being meisif and Rabba? It's the same thing as Rabba. Just Rabba talked about a gdi and he talked about a pora. So we have Rapapa in our Gemara is mamish the partner over here, the shutif to Rabba, and that's very mechuvin because that's taka Rapapa shita that Rapapa is chaylik and Rabba is inside of esnos to tarafil v'alima. So Zochinu, that Rabba over here in our Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. He's saying lapuki from Rava. Rava says that Kim Lid Rabbanei is not a ptur. Just a din of basin. But Be'etzim there is a chi of Karen. And if Be'etzim there is a chi of Karen, then you can have a chi of Dalad Vehe as well. Rabba's chiddush is that Kim Lid Rabbanei doesn't just mean that we can't be going with the Karen, but Kim Lid Rabbanei means that he's potter from the Karen. And if he's potter from the Karen, then he's potter from the Ficham Mechir also, because it's not Dalad Vehe already, it's Kim Lid Dalad. That's all part of Rabba's chiddush. And Rav Papa agrees to him, not surprisingly, because Rav Papa is also the Bar Plukta of Rava. So Mela says the Gemara, but Rabba said this twice. He said it by Shabbos, and he said it by Boba Machteras. In fact, Gemara, why did Rabba have to say it twice? Let him say it once. So Gemara makes a Tzrichasa. And Rashi explains, what's a Tzrichasa? Because I would have thought the Shabbos is Chomer Yisurei, so Mela, it's Pat is Mammon. But Machteres, not Chomer Yisurei, maybe it doesn't Pat the Mammon. If I can't, Machteres is Chomer Yisurei, doesn't need Hasra, so maybe this part this moment, but I wouldn't know the Shabbos part this moment. That's the Trichas the Gemara makes in Rabba. But Rashi's Lashon is very Mechuvim. Rashi's, the Trichas is, I would have thought only Shabbos is Peter moment. Or I would have thought only Machteres is Peter moment. So he asked, Taisus asked, what are you talking about? It's Mishnayis for Rosh, it's the Erefus HaGodesh is Potter, and Bom Machteres is Potter if he breaks the Chavis. So I need Rabba to tell me that he's Potter? It's often the Mishnayis that he's Potter. What's the answer? The answer is, no, it's not, I don't know anything from those Mishnayis. Those Mishnayis maybe just mean that he's Potter and Basin. After all, how did Rava learn those Mishnayis? Rava holds Be'emes that Kibbutz Rabbanei is not a Ptur. It's Rami Chivalei, it's only a dinner based him. So what did Rabbi do with the Mishnayos? Mishnayos, Sayyid Sagadish is Potter, and Belmach Teres is Potter. How does Rabbi explain those Mishnayos? Obviously, Rabbi explains those Mishnayos, that those Mishnayos just mean that he's Potter and based him. But if Adam lost his Ishmael, he's still Chayyim, and he told us like Makinim in it. And that's Poshet. That's how Rabbi learns those Mishnayos. So Rabbi is coming like Puki from Rabbi, so you can't ask on Rabbi, what do I need Rabbi for? It's Mishnayos Mefurashos. It's not Mishnayos Mefurashos at all. Rabbi learns those Mishnayos that he's only Potter and Beis Din. Rabbi is coming to the Chadish that he's not only Beis Din can't be Goyim, but he's Potter Be'etzem. It doesn't have, there's no Shem Keren here at all. That's already a big Chiddush. It doesn't say in the Mishnayos, and it doesn't necessarily say in the Psukim, because all the Mishnayos and the Psukim I could learn like Rabbi. Rabbi's mechadish that kimli the rabbine. It doesn't just mean that Beis Din can't be good for the moment. Kimli the rabbine means that you're punted from the moment. That's already a chiddush, and that's chiddush. The more makes it shrichasa. I don't know if maybe only Shabbos is chomer than a patis for moment. But Bob Machteres maybe doesn't patis for moment. Yeah, Beis Din won't be good, but Be'etze maybe not punted, and vice versa. So Rabbi has to say it twice, and that's the lesson of Rashi. Rashi says that the shrichasa is that Shabbos is chomer isuri lepaitre mi moment. Or maybe Bob Machteres is Chomer Yisuri, Lepaitre Mi Moment. That's a Chiddush of Rabba, and it's a very big Chiddush of Rabba because not everybody agrees to it. Rabba Taka wouldn't agree. We're Matzal Rashi. So now I'll show you in the flows. The whole Rabba. The Gemara earlier had a different shot than the Brisa. The Gemara earlier wanted to say the Brisa of God of Atavach Shabbos. The Gemara said was talking about going back to the beginning of the sugya. We have a Brisa, a Meir, and a Ravon, and God of Atavach Shabbos, God of Atavach Levadizor, God of Atavach Shara Niskel. The Chayik Samei and the Ravon. The Gemara says, "What's Pshat a Meir? What happened to Kimli B'Rav Minei?" So the Gemara said, "Rav Yochanan answered, it's talking about Tevei Chayidei Acher." So there's no Kimul Rami because it's Tevei Chalidei Acher. Now Rabba comes along in our Gemara, and Rabba says, no, that's not the Pshat. L'Oilim B'Tevei Chalidei Atzmei. L'Oilim B'Tevei Chalidei Atzmei. So why is no Kimul Rami? So here's a new word, because it's Knas, and Knas is no Kimul Rami. At least according to Rami. Why did Rabba reject the Mahalach Yechon in the Gemara before? That it was Al Yedei Shliach. Because Shitosa, he had to reject it. Because Lemaisa Mazutri asked the Kasha to Rav Yochanan. Mazutri asked Rav Yochanan, what are you telling me, Rav Yochanan? That if he would shecht it himself, he would have been potter. Because Kimli Rahabine. Since he did it Al Yedei Shliach, so therefore he's. Since he did it Al Yedei Shliach, so therefore he is. So that's why he's Chayav Dalad Vayed. Because he gets out of the Kimli Rahabine by giving over to a Shliach. So Mazutri asked, how could that be? Mi kamidi. Shluch Shalom is only Kamoisa. It can't be better than Kamoisa. Mi kamidi, that if he would shech the behemo, he wouldn't be Chayav Dalad Vehe, because we would say Kimli Rabbanei, and now that he did it, Eli Shliach, he is Chayav Dalad Vehe. That's Mazutra's Kasha. So what is the Gemara answer? What is the Yochanan answer to Mazutra's Kasha? So the Gemara answer is, at the bottom of Lama Gimel Mabez, Iyu la mishum delay mechayev, el mishum de Kimli b'drabbanei. Even if he did it himself, it's not that he's loy mechayev, it's just that he's killing the rabbinate. So Tais is a different shad nekemar. Tais lim shad nekemar means he's not a potter, but he could have been chayev not to kill the rabbinate. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns, Iyu lamishun delay mechayev means, lamishun delay mechayev, the bottom Rashi, the chiyuv arami alay, el mishun to kill the rabbinate. So Rashi learns, Pshat and Aviyachan's response to Mazutra's Kasha, Rashi learns, is a cogent question. If Kimli the rabbinate would be a ptur, so Mazutra Rashi says that Mazutra would have a good point. If he would shecht it himself, he would be potter. He can't be chayiv al yedei shliach. But Rav Yochanan answers, he's not potter even if he shechts it himself. Kimli the rabbinate, he's not a ptur. It's Rami chiyuv elei. Based and can't be goyve because that's even Kimli the rabbinate. But be'etzem it's Rami chiyuv elei. So maybe he could be chayiv al yedei shliach. So it comes out, Mazutra's question really is a good question. If you hold the Kimli rabbinate as a ptur, then Mazutra's question, according to Rashi, is unanswerable. It can't be that if he shechts it himself, he's chayiv dalavei, he's potter from dalavei, because Kimli rabbinate, if he doesn't al yedei shliach, he's chayiv. Can't be. That's Mazutra's time. The only answer to Mazutra is no, because it's Rami Chiyuv Elei. Kimli Rabbanei is not a ptur. But Rabba holds that Kimli Rabbanei is a ptur. That's the whole word of Rabba. There's no. That's what we're just explaining. Rabba holds Kimli Rabbanei is a ptur. If Kimli Rabbanei is a ptur, then Mazutra is right. It can't be that if he shechted it himself, there would be Kimli Rabbanei, and if he shechted Al Yishliyah, there's no that gets out of the Kimli Rabbanei. So it must be that even if he shechts it himself, he's Chayiv Dalad Vehei. So if a rabbi is forced to say la'olam yistaveich al yidei atzmai, and even though yistaveich al yidei atzmai, still there's no kimlid rabbini because it's knas, and then knas no kimlid rabbini. So rabbi l'shitosi had to be chayluk and avrechem. That's it. Okay. I think we've made him plenty of time. Yeah.
The Gemara says v'az l'tamayim. So the Gemara means it says v'az l'tamayim. Yeah.
What are you showing me?
Three lines from the top. So the Gemara says v'az l'rav l'tamayim and then quotes rav l'smeimas. So the Gemara means because of these meimas, rav had.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. No, Pashup, yeah, okay, okay, that's, we'll put that into the Azra Abel tonight. Okay, in the Chabad.
Why does Rashi have to do the whole 4 Hamad Aleph? Why would Rashi Rabbah not Rabbah? Because it's Hamid. What Aleph?
Yeah, I see.
Say much about Pashup. It's impossible to figure out, sir.
Because of the Lamdas. Yeah, okay, fine. Rashi knew how to. Rashi had to leave something for us to do. Okay, fine. So the plan is, so Sunday I want to do the Tosfos, and then I want to also talk to the Zerashba Ritva. There's a whole discussion there, a major discussion about if he was gone of the Shabbos and he was Tavach on Sunday. In the Shinam, it's negated to various sadistic things in the Lumbus. So I think that it would be remiss not to talk it through at all. So probably Sunday and Monday we'll still be occupied. And then we'll have Chazara, and we'll have a final. When's the last day that you're here?
The following Tuesday, I think, is the last day of class.
Wednesday is a Sunday schedule, I think.
We're supposed Wednesday to is
the when should the final be? Tuesday or Wednesday or Tuesday? What Tuesday? People need to go away on Wednesday.
It could be Tuesday, and if there is shiur Wednesday, we got like a psalm shiur or whatever.
So. Okay, so fine. So then the midterm will be Tuesday. We're saying midterm will be Tuesday, and then fine. So what? So midterm will be Tuesday. Okay, that's the plan. And then after Pesach, we're going to continue our Elinaris at least for a little while, and then I don't know. We have to decide if we want to go continue Elinaris all the way to the end of June, or if we want to switch to something else. Sort of depends on. I'm not quite sure. I don't know. We'll have to discuss it. I'd be happy to hear any input that you guys want. I mean, I could go by to Nail and Ice, really, but I'm not sure if it's better to go this way.